In Parshas Vayechi, it says in Pasuk, Ve'enei Yisrael kovdu mizoiken lo yuchal lirois, Vayagesh oisam eilov, Vayishak lahem, Vayichabek lahem. So the Pasuk is relating to us that Yaakov Avinu was unable to see. He was unable to see Menashe and Ephraim. So he went and he brought them to himself and he hugged and kissed them. The Sefuno says Pshat in this Pasuk as follows. Lo yuchal lirois heitev. Yaakov Avinu was not capable of seeing well. Kedei shetochel aleihem birchosoi biroisoi oisom. That means if he would see them well, the bracha that he was going to give them would be chal on them. Ucheinyin vayareyu Hashem es kol haoretz. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bench Eretz Yisrael. So the way this was done was Vayareyu Hashem Eskol Ha'oretz. Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael. And through this riyem, he was capable to bench Eretz Yisrael. Vayishak lahem vayichabik lahem, but the pasuk continues that he was not capable of seeing them. Kovdu einav mirois. So what did he do? He kissed them and he hugged them. Kedei, so the Sefuno continues, shekedei shetidvak nafshei bohem, that the nefesh of Yaakov Avinu should be dovek in Menashe and Ephraim through the chibuk v'nishik, v'tochel aleihem b'chosay. And therefore, the brocha, which he wanted to bench Ephraim and Menashe, could be chal, because through the chibuk and nishuk, to the hugging and kissing them, the nefesh of Yaakov Avinu became mekusher to Menashe v'Ephraim, and that's how he made that his bracha should be chal. The Pashtus Advarim would seem that in order that a bracha from a mevorech should be chal on a mizborech, we need that the nefesh of the mevorech should be dovok, should be attached, should be mekusher to the mizborech. And this comes about readily through riyah, by looking at the mizborech, one gets attached to the Mizborech. But since Yaakov Avinu was unable to see Menashe v'Ephraim, so there was a second oifim that he became meduvik to them through chibuk v'nishuk. So his nefesh became meduvik to them to chibuk v'nishuk. We find in Parshas Teudos a similar yesod. When Yaakov Avinu came to Yitzchok to get a broche, it says, Vayigash Vayishak Loi, that Yitzchok kissed Yaakov. So the Malbim says on this pasuk, Haneshike, through kissing, He his davkus rucha berucha. Through kissing one person to the other, so the neshika brings about a connection of the ruach of the menashek to the ruach of the misnashek. K'may she'omar b'zoyar, is the lashon of the Malbim, k'day lahorik olav habrocha mimal. So that is why he kissed them, that through kissing his ruach became attached to Yaakov, and that is how the bracha was chal. So it would seem a bracha cannot be chal from a mevorech unless the mevorech is mekusher and dovok to the mizborech, and this his kashrus comes about perhaps in a better oifen through riyah. And if there can't be riyah by Yitzhak, there also couldn't have been riyah, because Yitzhak was unable to see. So this is kashrus, this is davkus, comes about through nishuk. This is very interesting. In Megillas Rus, it says that Naomi kissed Orpah and Rus. It says Vatishak Lohen. So the Bach in his Pirish and Megillas Rus, Pirish Meshiv Nefesh, explains the Pasuk is telling us something. Not it's a stamazaya maisha, she kissed them. Va'al kein noshka oison, why did she kiss them? Kedei she tochel aleihem bilchoso zu. She wanted to bench them, and in order that the barocha should be chal on them, she has to be mekusha to them. Ke'inyim. So the Bach brings a raya to this yisoid. Gishosh korli b'ni, shehu kedei shetidvak nefesh ha-mevorech b'misborech, that the nefesh of the mevorech should be attached to the misborech, v'tof v'tochel olav ha-broche v'ha-tfile, asher yispalel olav be Bolchoi Oisoi. So, Akaponim, we see when one wants to give a broche, in order that the broche of the Mavorech should be chal, it is necessary that the nefesh, the ruach of the Mavorech, should be mekusha to the Mizborech, and that comes about through Rie or through Chibuk Venishuk. Now, just like the halacha is that the Mevorech to give over a broche has his nefesh, his ruach has to be Dovuk in Mekusher to the Nefesh in Ruach of the Mizborech. In order that the Mizborech should be Mekabel, the Broch of the Mevorech, it is also necessary that the Nefesh and Ruach of the Mizborech should be dovok to the nefesh and ruach of the mevorech. We find this in Melachim Beis, Perk Beis Posek Tes. It says in the Posek Vayehicha Avram, they were, Elio was going together with Elisha. Ve'elio Omar El Elisha, Sha'al Mo Es Eloch, ask from me what I should do for you. I'm leaving this world. Ask for me, Abakosh, what I can do for you. B'terem elokach me'imoch. V'yoymer Elisha. So, on this, Elisha said, V'hino pishnayim baruchacho Elohim. So Elisha said the request he has from Elio Anovi, that he should have double the koiches of Elio. I should have pishnayim baruchach, I should double of your ruach. So on this request of Elisha, Elio said as follows, Vayomer hikshiso lishoil, that is a very difficult request, im tire oisi lukach meitach, but if you will see me, bishas I'm being taken away from this world, yilachokein, then you will be able to accomplish this, to have double of my ruach. V'im ayin, but if you won't see me when I'm taken away, lo yiyeh, you will not be capable of receiving double of my ruach. So the Metzudis says pshat in this pasuk as follows. Eich hikshisa lishoil. Eich uchal leishpiyo alecha dovo she'en bi. You're asking from me, I should give to you double of the ruach I possess. So how could I do this if it's more than I possess? So how can I give you more than I possess? But, im tire, if you will see me, ach im tire oisi, be'eis asher eye nilkach mimcho, that means when I'm being taken away from this world, then you'll see me then, yilach okeim. Kiyoznis kaplo mailas Elio, because when Elio was taken away from this world, at that moment his mailas were double than they were his whole life. That means bishas the stalkus of Elio and Novi. From this world, his milas doubled. So if you see me then, when my milas are doubled, then you will be capable of getting double of what I possess now, because then I'll possess double of the milas I possess now. And then the pasuk says, Ve'elisha roye, and Elisha saw Eliyahu bishas he was taken away from this world. Al kaponim, it would seem from this pasuk that in order for the mizborech to be mekabel the brachas of the mevorech, he also has to be mekusher to the mevorech at that time. And that's what the pasuk says, that Elisha was zoiche to acquire the milas of Elio, because at that time Elio was double of what he was his whole life. let us elaborate a little on this inyan, that the Mizborech has to be Mekusha to the Mevorech in order to be Nisborech from the Mevorech, or to acquire Miles of the Mevorech. There's a Gemara Mesechtes Erevim Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. Oma Rebbe Haide Mechadadno Mechavaroi, that I am sharper than my chaverim, the chazise le Rav Meir me'achere, because I saw Rav Meir from his back. Ve'ilu chazise mikamei, and if I would have been zoiche to see Rav Meir from the front, from his face, mechadadno tvei, so I would have been more sharper. The chsiv v'hoyu einecho royes es meirecho. It says in the posik, one should see his Rebbe, and it would seem through seeing one acquires the milas of the Rebbe. Is the Yerushalmi Mesechtes Beye Daf Chof Amad Beis that explains this Maimer of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. In Yerushalmi it says as follows, Rebbe Havi Mesev L'Rab Shimon Barei, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was making a Sheva Brochus for Rab Shimon, his son. Vahavon metapchin lachere yedeim b'shabato. They were clapping their hands, not the normal way one claps, with a shinui. They were clapping their hands with the backs of the palms. Ova Rav Meir v'shama kolein. Rav Meir passed by and heard that they were clapping in Shabbos. Oma Rabbeisenu Hutro HaShabbos. You're allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. And Pshat in this Maim of Rameya was Rabeya held that just like you're not allowed to clap your hands normally on Shabbos, Gzeira Mikshum Klishia, so to with a shinui will not be matter. Now, this statement of Rav Meir that was passing by was a very sharp statement. Rav Meir was saying that they're Mechalo Shabbos. Shoma Rebbe Kolei. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard this koil of Rav Meir. Letzaneinu b'seich b'seinu, that so Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard this was a very sharp criticism that Amir is saying they're Mechalei Shabbos. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh was very angry with the statement of the person outside. He didn't know who said it, but he was very hurt. Shama Rav Meir Kolei, so Rav Meir heard the way Rabbeinu HaKodesh was speaking in the house, that he was in kas. He would do something b'stama to Rav Meir for calling him a Mechalo Shabbos, v'orak. So he started running. Novkin Pirye Bosa Mafre, that means the Avodim of Rabbeinu HaKodesh started chasing this person. And a very interesting Maisa happened. So Rav Meir was running away from them in Shabbos, and they were chasing him. Afrach Rucho Pikaile mi al kodle de Rameyam. The suda that was covering the neck of Rav Meir flew up as he was running. Oidik Rabbi min kvoso v'chomor kadle de Rav Meir min acherev. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh looked out of the window and he saw Rav Meir running. And the suda, which normally would cover his neck, flew up because he was running. And he saw the neck of Rav Meir. Omar! So Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, Loizochis ano leyeraisa elo begin dechomi kadle de Rav Meir min acherev. So he attributed his godless in Torah because he was zeicha to see the back of Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yochanan v'Rashim Melokish Tavayin Omrim Anan le'zachinen le'raisa elo begin the chamilon etz ba'osei the Rebbe min gur nukai didei. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rashim Melokish attributed their goddess and Torah because they were able to see the fingers of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So we see Amir Dikazach that through seeing the goof of an Odom Godol, one could be Moshech through this godless and Torah. There's a tshuva saradvaz, chelikimbal simen tov ayin beis, and he writes, ki biyois ha'odam iskaven el rabbi, v'noisin elov liboy. When a person is miskaven and wants to become mekusha to the Rebbe, tiskashe nafshe b'nafshe, v'yochel olov mehashef ashe olov. If a person wants to be mekash himself, he wants to attach himself to his Rebbe, so he should concentrate to do this, and he will acquire a nefesh yisere from his Rebbe. So this pasuk that says one should see the Rebbe, so this the Radba says, this is going to tell us, if he wants to be mekasher himself to his Rebbe, he will acquire dargis from his Rebbe. Kaponim, we see there's such an inyan that a misborech should be mekasher himself to the mevorech, and that is through that he will bring on himself the madreges of the mevorech. When the Manchester Rashiva Zecheinu Levroche came to America to be mishtatev in the chasene of his einikol, Rav Moshe Yitzchak Erentroy, who is my Eden Baruch Hashem, so he was in America Chodesh Adar. Parshas Zocher, he decided he would not leave, he would not remain in Muncie, he would go to Monroe to be by the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel Zecheinu Levroche, for Parshas Zocher. It is very interesting that that it was said that the Satmar Rebbe had three Hasidim, and one of the three Hasidim was the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Bekitzer, he was Shabbos in Monroe to be by the Satmar Rebbe. Hasidim relate the whole Shabbos he was staring at the Satmar Rebbe, and he told the Hasidim also to stare at the Rebbe, and they should look in his eyes. Al Kaponim, again, we see there is such an inyan through Riyah, which is a tremendous attachment. One can attach himself to a mevorech, to a tzaddik, and through that he will acquire the milas of the tzaddik. It's very interesting, it is brought down, Yehuda Mechel Lefkowitz, Zechayna Levroche, related that he was in Vilna, and the Chofetz Chaim came to Vilna. The whole yeshiva emptied itself out to go to see the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Yehuda Mechel Lefkowitz held, it's a greater inyan to learn Torah than to leave the yeshiva and to see the Chofetz Chaim. So he remained in the yeshiva and learned. B'seif Yomav, it is brought down, Rabbi Yehuda Mechel Lefkowitz was mischaret. He regretted that he had not gone to see the Chofetz Chaim. This brought down a maise that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik was once walking in the street, and Hasidim stared at him and were looking at him. And he asked them, "Why are you looking at me?" And they said, "By them is Mekubu, by looking at a tzaddik, you can acquire Yerushamayim." Al Koponim, we see the Koyach Horiyah, which brings Sai from the Mevorech to the Mizborech, Sai from the Mizborech to the Mevorech, that brings about a tremendous attachment between the two. Just like Baruche, there is such an inyan. If a person wants to bear to someone, so his riye to that someone is bekoyach to do bear to him. The Sefuno on Parshas Vayechi brings two rayas to this. By Bilam it says, Vayoyma Elov Bolok, L'chono iti amokem acher asher tir'enu mishom. That means the koyach to curse Klal Yisrael, you'll acquire by looking at them lahora. By Elisha it says, Vayifen achov, vayirem, vayikalalem, b'shem Hashem. And the klola came about through looking at them. The Sefuno in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes, Posek Yudzayim, says, Yesh min nochosh hora betachlis, fu anikro tzif oini, v'tzif oin echod yom esrabim yachta v'abot hosoi. This nochosh, by looking, could be mazik. Now, let us understand, if a person will look at something that he's not permitted to look at, so he'll be miskasher to that dovah also, and this will damage him. The The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ve'oitzen einav meres bero, Melech b'yof yesech zeno. So Rashi explains pshat in this Pasuk, if a person closes his eyes, and he doesn't want to see a davar also, through this will be zeicher to see the Ziv Hashchine. So here we see how much damage one acquires by looking at Dvorim Asurim. It becomes part of him and he's unable to be zeicher to see the Ziv Hashchine. And others say, Pshat, we are mispalo 3 times a day. V'sechzena einenu b'shuvcho l'tziyem b'rachmim. We mispalo that we should be zeicher to see the Shechina. And that is a tremendous tefillah. If we are not zeicher, Bishmira seinenu, we will not be zeicher to do melech b'yof yesech zeno is only if one was oitzem einav b'reis b'ro. They bring down from Rab Meir Abba Chatzere, he said, there's a remes in the posik, ayei hakdeshe hi b'enayim, that the Kedushas HaOdom is Tolei Be'enov. And that is through the Shmirim, so that he can be Zeichem to Kedushim. I would like to end with a mirror that could yalkut shemoini in Parshas Vayechi, is Kuf Samach Aleph, Maise Beramashi ben Chorosh, Shaye Yoshev Bebeis HaMedrash, Voisek Betoira. Ramashi ben Chorosh was sitting in the Beis Medrash and was learning, Vohoyo Ziv Ponov, Doimer Lechama, Lechama uklasta ponav daima lemalachei eshores. There was a tremendous radiance that came out from his face that was similar to the sun and to malachim. And the reason of this radiance was shemiyomov leinosa einov leisha boilam. He never looked at a woman. So his eyes had acquired, his face had acquired a tremendous kedusha, and that's why there was a tremendous radiance coming out of his face. Pam achas over sotam, the sotam passed by in this base medrash, v'niskana boy, and he was envious of Ramashi ben Chorosh. Oma Evsha Odom Kozel Lechoto? Is it possible that a human being was not Choite? He had such a Kedusha? Oma, so the Sotan came Lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ramashi Ben Chorosh Mahu Lefanecho. What is Ramashi Ben Chorosh? Omar Lei, so the Ben Shom told the Sotan, Tzadik Omar Hu. He's a Tzadik Omar. Omar Lefonov, Tenli Rishus, Vasisenu, give me permission that I should be able to put him in an Nesoyin. Now, the Chayre Pshatin, this request is a person who is a Tzadik, and Kol Yomov was not Nichshal in Riyos Asuros, he has the privilege that the Satan could not put him into a Nisayim. He's protected from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So therefore, the Satan had to ask Rishus from the Rabbeinu Shloilem that he should give him a chance to put Ramashi ben Choresh in a Nisayim. He had to ask Rishus. Omalei, so the Rabbeinu Shem told the Satan, Einata Yochaloi, Afilu, I'll give you Rishus, you will not be capable to be Machshel him. So the Satan said, Afal Pikein. Now this is a Mordek Alimud. The charitzas of the Satan. The Rabbeinu Shem told the Satan, you won't be able to be marshal him. He heard this from the Rabbeinu Shem. And he said, I hear this from you, but I want to try. That means the Satan was not daunted from that the Rabbeinu Shem told him he will not be able to do this. He wants to try. There's a possibility he might be successful. Now, I think this is a Moira de Kalimud for all of us. It says in the Pasuk, Va'ato Timshel Boy, Cain was told, you are capable to be Moishel over the Satan, Im Tirtze Tizgaber Olav, Rashi says. And we say, we can't, it's too hard. They tell us too hard. That is the difference between us and the Satan. The Satan is not daunted, even the Rabbeinu Shem tells him you won't be able to do it. And we, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom tells us, Va'ata Timshel Boy, that if you want to, you can be misgaber over the Satan. By us, we feel we can't do it. Al kaponim, let us go further. Nidma loy keisha yofesh loy hoiso kedmuso me'olam me'mois nama achos tovokayim. So he looked. He looked to Ramashe like a beautiful woman. Omad lefonov, and he stood in front of Ramasya. Kivin sheroi soi, so Ramasya saw this lady, this beautiful lady that's standing in front of him. Hofach ponov, so he turned around his face. Vinosan lachirov, and he looked the other direction. Shu bov omadoi, al tzad smoyloi, hofach ponov letzad yimim, voy mesapech loi mikol. So that means Ramashi ben Choresh was in the Beis Medrash. He was trying to learn, and in every direction he was facing, the Yetzer Hara, who looked like Aisha Yofe, was standing in front of him. Oma! So Ramashi ben Choresh said, Monsieur Yani, Shema Yisgaber Ola Yetzer Hara V'yachti Yaini. So Ramashi ben Choresh said, I am afraid I will be nichshol. Ma osa oisei tzaddik, so what did he do? How did he want to ensure that he won't be nichshol? Kora lo oisei talmid sho yemishoreis lefono. He called a talmid of his. Amaloi leich vahavili eish umismo. Bring me nails and a fire. Eviyoloi mismorim, so they brought him the nails, he heated up the nails, v'nosnum be'enov, and he blinded himself. The problem was now solved. He won't be nichshol nechet anymore. Kivin sh'ro ha-satan kach, the Sultan saw the gvure of Ramashi ben Chorosh, nizdaze v'nofa l'chayrov. So he fell backwards to see the gvure and the kedusha of Ramashi ben Chorosh. Ba'isa isha kora kadish bocho l'rafayel. At that time, Rabbi Hashem called Raphael. Omar loy lech verapes Ramashi ben Chorosh. Be merapa Ramashi, he should be able to see again. Bova omar lefonov, so Raphael Amalach stood in front of Ramashi. Omar loy mi ato, so Ramashi asked, who are you? The Rabbi Nishom sent me, I should heal your eyes. Amaloi anicheini, so Ramash says, forget about it. Leave me already the way I am. Masha hoyo hoyo, whatever occurred, occurred. Chaza lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rafael HaMalach went back to the Rabbeinu Shlolem. Omar lefon of Rabbeinu Shlolem kach v'kach omli Ramashi ben Chorosh. Ramashi ben Chorosh did not want to be healed. Omar lei lech v'omar lei ani orev shlo yishleit b'yetzer choro b'yad ripei oisoi. So, it seems Ramashi was afraid he might again be put into such a situation. So that's why he didn't want to become the Schrape. So Rabbi Shalom told Raphael, he told them, tell them, the Yitzhak will never be Shalit over him, and that's he was Mischrape. Al Kaponim, we have Mordechai Mudim, the his kashrus, his dafkus, that one acquires through looking at something, and the kedusha that one can acquire b'shmiras einov.